Do us a big favor and please leave a 5-star review. We have another rating I saw because I obsessively check every hour.
Of course you do.
Of course. There's nothing to do at work, man. There's nothing to do.
It's all about the ratings.
Exactly. And so leave a 5-star review rating on Apple iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. We're everywhere. We're even in India. Like, come on. Just leave us a 5-star rating, dude.
Worldwide.
We are worldwide. Mr. and Mrs. Worldwide over here. We are fucking here. We're still waiting on our HelloFresh sponsorship. I'm waiting for fucking, honestly, a Hot Topic sponsorship, though. It's next level.
What are some other 2000s things that I would love to be sponsored by? What if Furbies. Kids Bop sponsored us?
Kids Bop sponsor? Holy shit. No, I curse too much. I curse too much. It's not possible.
Yeah, it's fair. I don't think we're very Kids Bop friendly.
No, not at all.
Okay, this... Kids Bop version of our podcast.
Isn't that now what that's what I call music?
Yeah, now that's what I call music. Well, that's just a compilation of like the best hits.
But I feel like that's the adult version of like what someone would buy. Like
in now, kids. Now podcasts.
Yeah.
On big brain right there, marketing. Let's get into some Britney Spears news. I'm sure you've all heard she lost her bid to get rid of her dad off her conservatorship.
That's
fucking bullshit.
I'm so upset.
She's nearing 40 and she still has this old piece of shit watching her finances. But the judge did say she would hear future appeals for the case. So it's not over.
So long. They're doing this on purpose and they're claiming that she's incapable of making her own decisions.
Dude, she's like, so much better now. It's not 2005 anymore.
She's beyond better.
She's beyond better. Aside from setting her house on fire mildly.
But twice. Who hasn't?
Like, if you don't leave your candle and burn your gym down, like,
exactly. Come on.
You're not human.
It's I know. True.
She just works out
in her.
Have you ever
met a college student with a microwave?
That's true. That is fact. That is fact.
Fun facts. Hashtag free Britney, honestly. We should do another Britney episode, Catherine. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Oh, I love Britney.
Do we have more to say?
There's always plenty more to say, dude.
Fair enough.
There's so much more. In more hilarious news, Creed are planning to reunite. LMAO.
Who asked?
Nobody asked. Nobody wanted this, but they're like, yeah, we check up on each other and we like to see what's going on. And then Scott Stapp apparently reached out, was like, hey, I think we should get back together. I'm just like, oh my fucking god, with arms wide open in like 2021. I don't know if the world is ready for Christian rock to come back.
Money. That's why realistically
everyone needs some cash.
Are you excited to start hearing Creed all over like TikTok now?
Oh my god, Creed on TikTok, that's honestly like their next move.
It's gonna be the next new hit on Christian TikTok.
I don't know how to implement Creed into TikTok. Like, how do you do that? Maybe when like all the TikToks when your kid's born or like a parent dies or like a traumatic thing happens or like,
I think the thing about TikTok reveal? Is that people find a way.
People will find a way.
They will. Yeah. They'll pick a sound or an audio and it's everything. Now.
And it just doesn't make sense. It's like, how did you come up with that? Like, how does this, like, this doesn't go together, but next thing you know, everyone's doing it.
It's an art form. It's an art form that should be taught in colleges. Catherine, strap the fuck in for this news. It's My Chemical Romance news. So apparently, Gerard Way posted a cryptic, quote unquote, image with no caption and a thing draped in light and shadow. Mind you, it's been 10 years since their last album, so something has to be dropping within the next month.
Is it an album, though?
I want to say yes. They've been quiet. I mean, their tour plans were thrown away because it's Rona. Mm-hmm. So now they have all this time to record music and they can record mobily. They have studios. Like,
has anyone checked in on Hannah since this dropped?
So Henry, we usually have a charity we highlight. And so this time around, it's kind of a tandem between news and charity. So System of a Down dropped their first two new songs in over 15 years. And if you've known me for 10 plus years, if anyone's listening, I was obsessed with this band. Like, I love this band to the core that I was willing to find a way to travel to Ozfest to go see them.
I haven't known you that long, and I still know this about you.
It tracks, right? It's on brand. It's on brand. And so they dropped two tracks called Protect the Land and Genocidal Humanoids, which is on the nose, very on the nose. The music was released to raise funds for the Armenia Fund, and they raised over $600,000 to help a lot of, to help over 100,000 people in Armenia who were all displaced because of a very needless war. And so if you want to donate, you can head to armeniafund.org, and all that money goes to help these people find a new home, get help. A lot of aid is thrown over there to those people who need, because it is a fucking shit show over there. Hard to segue from something so real to something so menial to my favorite segment of the show. What's annoying Catherine this week?
Ooh. I'm never prepared for this.
Oh my fucking God. There's gotta be something, man.
Oh yeah. But sometimes I get sick of bitching about work all the time, and I don't do anything else. I just go to work and play Animal Crossing and nothing else. Oh,
I love it.
You play it at work?
No, I don't. Although there are days. Do you know how many times I've been late to work because I was playing Animal Crossing?
Plenty.
I'm late to work a lot for other reasons too, but like lately, yeah, it's specifically been because of Animal
Crossing. I've definitely been late to work because I've been playing Smash a little too long.
Okay.
I just got to get the dub before I go. I can't leave as a loser. I leave as a winner.
Okay. Oh, let's go with this fun thing that my phone has been doing. This isn't new. It always does this, but it's been doing it a lot lately, where it will randomly decide that it's dead, even if it's fully charged. Like, I will wake up in the morning, and my phone will be plugged in all night, and I'll unplug it, and then I'll unlock it to do something, and then it just shuts off. And I turn it back on, and it's like, sorry, I'm only on 12%. Like, I shut down because my battery's low. So, and it's been doing that a lot. It's a lot of fun. It does it at work a lot. And the next thing I know, my phone's dead, even though I haven't touched it. So it's once it shut down and said it had a dead battery in the middle of the night. Middle of the night, while it was plugged in, it's like, oops, I'm dead.
So it's giving up on life. That's what it, but it's like on the last string of hope. It's like, no, I can do this. But it's like, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm on life support.
Yeah. I'm getting a new phone for Christmas.
Are you getting an iPhone or a Droid?
iPhone. Okay. Who do you think I am, Jason?
I'm so sorry. I thought better of you at some point. I was so fucking wrong.
Oh, like, man. I'm not against owning a Droid in the future, but the thing is, at the moment, I own a lot of Apple products, and like, I got the iPad, I got a Apple computer. Like, it just, it's too easy to airdrop things to myself. You know, it's just, it doesn't make sense to not have an iPhone. I don't feel like learning how to use a new phone.
You're absolutely correct, man.
And also my parents are paying for it because it's my Christmas gift, and my dad's an Apple bitch. So
big ups. Big ups to the parents. You should segue us, Catherine.
But from me ranting about a phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
To the subject.
Yeah, that's the only way the show starts. Is
no, with a segue. I can finish segues when you don't have one, but. How about instead of segueing, we just talk about the 2000s? That's the best I got. That's the best I'm ever going to have.
Amazing. Amazing.
Don't segue.
I was waiting for it. I'm just like, come on, Catherine.
Then again, I should also feel like there isn't as much pressure because you have some pretty terrible segues.
I've had
and you
some
still do
awful
it.
Segues.
You've had some really, really bad segues.
I have some really bad segues. That's why I stopped doing them. I'm just like, I got to wait for the right alley-oop, the right moment for me to continue.
So then
doing
you just
that.
Then you just point at me when I'm not prepared at all.
Exactly.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
It's way better than mine. Okay, so today we are here to talk about a certain young woman. Goes by the name of Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, a.k.a. Lady Gaga, a.k.a. Miss Art Pop herself. Some of you may remember her from Poker Face from all the way back, and some of you might be saying, hey, is that chick from A Star Is Born? Both are correct. So usually we love to dive into their discography and their history, but I think today is a bit more personal. It's a bit more of our experiences, because you don't give a shit about the history. You want to hear about what impact this woman has had on our lives. And no massive personal experience that I know that I've ever seen happen to anybody else, but then our special guest, Henry. Applause. Applause.
Hello, everyone.
Applause. Henry is the president of the Little Monsters fan club at some point.
CEO.
Correct. Oh my fucking God. I knew he was the right person to call for this shit. I knew it. Oh, I was like, oh my God, that's so perfect. All right.
You contacted me and I was like, finally, someone's like appreciating my talent.
I've heard the call. I've seen it too often. You're already signed. So I saw on your Instagram, you're already signed up to go to that show next year.
Yes, Chromatic Ball.
It's not even like for real yet, and you're already signed up.
I literally have a VIP ticket. Not even joking. MetLife Stadium, New Jersey, August 19th.
Oh my fucking God, man.
2021. Catch
me. Count down the days.
Literally.
I'm not joking with you, Catherine. This man is insane.
This is show number 9 for me.
Oh my fucking God, man. I've only seen one band 5 times ever once, and that cost me $20.
I think I've been to 5 concerts in my life, so.
Awesome.
Anyways.
So we really want to talk about Lady Gaga today. And I think we're going to start off small and kind of build from here. I don't have a lot of research this time around. It's like a page. So honestly, I want to hear everyone's experience, including mine, our first time listening to her. So I'll start with Henry. So I think this is a fat one.
So
your first time hearing her.
I think back to the 6th grade. So we're looking at about 2008 in the car, Just Dance comes on. And there's a lyric that's, we're going to turn our shirts inside out, that I just thought was so scandalous. And I was like, oh my God. So the only thing that my 6th grade mind could think about is like these girls turning their shirts inside out. And I was like, oh my God, scandalous. But it wasn't until another car ride to my tennis class where Poker Face came on. And I was like, this song is the shit. I was like, yes, like, let's go. And from then on, this little bit of interest started kicking in. Like, who is this woman? Like, she's playing the music that I love pop music for so long. So I was like, who is this woman? And the best part about it was she would really piss off my parents. Mm-hmm. Like, everything she did just pissed off my parents. Uh-huh. And the more it pissed off my parents, the more intrigued I was with her. So we're talking so intrigued that I even had Tap Tap Revolution Lady Gaga version.
Oh my God.
That's how far back I go. That's how far back.
Oh my God, no.
We're going all the way back to that.
Oh my God.
That's actually the very first time I listened to her album in full.
It's amazing.
I was playing Tap Tap. So like,
I love that.
When I say way back, I'm talking way back to the beginning. But it wasn't until a couple years afterwards that I started kind of picking up her message. And then my relationship with her, and I'm going to say it like that because we're one, it started becoming personal.
Oh my God. Have you ever met her?
No. So I've met her dad.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've met her dad. I've met a couple of her team, a couple people in her team. I've said hello to her sister. Like, it's never been like, see, you're going to get me. Gaga, I feel like, avoids me.
Okay.
I feel like she personally avoids me. Okay. She's complimented me before.
Oh, shit.
So in concert, so 2014 Art Raven DC.
Oh my God.
I had a face paint of the applause makeup on, and she comes up right in front of me. I have video of it, and she's like, I love your applause makeup. And then she continues on to the show, and I like died. Like, it's
the acknowledgement.
She's retweeted me on Twitter, which it's pinned on my Twitter, Henry M. Gaga. And I was so like, homegirl, why didn't you follow me? You could have taken the second to follow me. Mm-hmm. So we go back and forth. You know, this is child number 9. I've gone Gaga like hunting in DC, like looking for her. And I just don't think, I like to think of it, it's not my time yet.
I think it's going to happen.
Like it's going to happen soon. And I don't like really know how I'm going to act. I honestly, I have no idea.
It has to be your make-a-wish. Like, if you ever, like, get a really bad
disease. Oh, definitely, 100%.
That's your make-a-wish right there. Like... my first time was probably around the same time. I heard Just Dance, but I didn't know that was her. I hadn't been paying it. It was on the radio. And then I heard Paparazzi, and then I think that's when I got hooked. Because I really loved Paparazzi a lot. Like, I thought that was such an amazing song. And then I saw her at the VMAs on TV, and it was with the Meat Dress when she came on. I remember that. And I was just so blown away. I was just like, holy fucking shit, man. And then my favorite, like, I'll talk about the outfits later, but I just remember her performance of Bad Romance, I think. And it was like, it was amazing. She was wearing nothing but like a white underwear and a white bra, and she had blood all over her. And then she had like that red eye contact, and she was hanging from like a rope. And it was like the wildest fucking thing I'd ever seen. I was like, yo, this fucking woman's crazy. And she's singing. Cause most of the time it's all looped. Like, they're not really singing cause they have to dance. And she's like singing with a microphone in hand. So, you know, it's fucking for real. Cause you can hear her voice going in and out. So I'm like, yo, she's absolutely killing it, and playing the piano like a madman. Like, she's so talented. It's I don't know. It's crazy. But that was my first experience, like my real experience with her. I've never seen her live. I've always wanted to see, though.
If you ever see her live, just get ready for like the intense high level of homosexuality in the room.
Honestly, like, that's literally been my college experience.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Jason. I think Jason's used to that.
I'm so honestly, like, I think it's just massive at this point, to the point that like our friend, I don't think you were there, Catherine, but one time he started playing gay porn on like the television.
Oh,
because
wait.
Were you there?
I may have been there. There was a separate time that I was there, which is
so basically
that he did it again, which is possible.
So basically, complete segue. It was a True Life episode for Gay for Pay, and so it was about. So have you seen that episode?
I've never seen True Life.
But that episode's wild because it's like actual like straight guys that do gay porn, but get paid like really fucking well. And so there was one guy, he was like, you know, I think I want to tell my best friend. And he tells his best friend, he's like, hey, I've been doing porn and I'm straight, but I've been doing gay porn. He was like, dude, me too. And I was like, what? And then somehow some magic occurrence happens where him and his best friend have to do a scene together. And the guy who has been doing it for a long time has to be bottom, and he's never been before. And so they cut later.
I was definitely here for
there.
At least a screening of this. I don't know if it was the same night.
So we were watching the episode.
Been present for this.
You're watching the episode.
I remember the blinds were open, and I'm like, I hope the neighbors are having a great time seeing this.
I should have went home. But basically, like, they cut later to after the scene is done. This dude is struggling to put on his pants. And then my friend's like, do you guys want to watch the actual scene? He's like, I found it. I'm like, oh my fucking God, dude. And then he proceeds to play it on like a 50-inch screen TV in the fucking living room.
Oh my.
We're just like, I can't even fathom what's happening, but we're just cracking up. And I'm just like, what is happening?
It makes you think about the wonders of the human body.
Yeah.
The things that we can do. the lengths we will stretch. Catherine, what was your first experience hearing Gaga? Hard segue.
I don't have like a clear memory of like the specific moment. But it was definitely, I want to say the first song I clearly remember is Love Game.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because I remember that song. So, like, I think when I think of, like, early Lady Gaga, like, that's one of the first songs I think of. But, like, Love Game, Just Dance, and Poker Face were definitely, like, the first few that, like, I knew and listened to all the time. So I think that was also back when I listened to a lot of like top 40 stuff, because I was just getting to the point where I was listening to music that wasn't like my parents and starting to attempt to make my own taste.
Whoa, branching out.
Can you believe? Yeah.
I actually relate to that so much.
I feel like I started branching out very young.
I didn't branch out like that young. Like, I went from like my parents' music into like people around me to whatever was popular, because I'm like, sure, tell me what's good music. And then I started forming my own opinions. But even now, I'm still influenced heavily by people around me. So,
does Lady Gaga get money from the video games of Just Dance?
I'm sure she gets some.
She has to get money.
They have to have some kind of royalty that they get.
Yeah. A little bit of residuals.
Right.
0.05. Because she has like no control over them, but it's just like they literally made it because of that song and just brought it into a game.
Oh, you mean the name Just Dance?
Yeah, Just Dance.
I thought you were talking about Just Dance in general.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm wondering if like, because like the game came after the song. So I'm wondering, like, wonder if she gets like a little bit like, hey, you,
I don't think
you
so. Dickles.
I feel like because it's a name, they wouldn't, because yeah. like, she didn't like yeah. copyright or patent should, or whatever though. The name. She wasn't yeah. big enough should, like, to do so, but she should. I don't think yeah. she can now because they probably did it already.
Yeah.
All right. So what is our personal favorite song slash album? Like our number one song. If you could pick, if you could pick one.
So I surprisingly can. And oh, I hate shit. Meeting like the super fans because this has happened where I'm like, what's your favorite song? And they're like, I don't like to talk about it because every song is my favorite. I'm
what?
Like,
no, that's bullshit. That's no, like
such horseshit.
That's like a parent saying they love all their kids equally.
No, no, no. It's like there is a favorite. Right.
There is
like,
a favorite.
A favorite.
And what I'm like, fuck? I will straight up tell you, Poker Face has been, will always be my favorite song. Okay. I'm pretty sure I fucked up my shoulder trying to learn the choreography because this right shoulder is messed up because there's a part of the dance where you move your shoulders, and I would try to practice it so much I think this like now has issues.
My god.
But my favorite album is Born This Way from beginning to end. I listen to that album and it just takes me back. It just
honestly
just, Better Times, the music is so dark and understated. Mm-hmm. Like it's just so like mm-hmm. I love it.
I think Bad Romance was like the one for me. I think when I saw the video, I was just like kind of blown away. I think just like the Fame Monster in general was like the most like perfect Gaga album.
Oh, definitely.
To me, I was just like, this was just like there was not one bad song, and every song just hit a little differently than the last. And so, and even hearing it now, you know, 10 years later, it still it has not aged bad, and it's still consistent with like the sounds I'm hearing in music now. Like it's still it was ahead of its time, dare I say. I really think it was just that fucking good. Like when I get a house, I'm putting that album cover on like a canvas somewhere.
That album, that time is, I mean, it's crazy because if you look at the transition from, because that's an extension of the Fame.
Yeah.
So the Fame is this bright, happy, like, let's go ahead and party, disco mm-hmm. pop album. And the Fame Monster, the EP part was, of course, yes, it's disco pop, but not disco pop, but it's still pop, but it's actually very dark because each song is a fear of Gaga that mm-hmm. she kind of turned into music, and they're not, and it's scary. We're talking fear of men, fear of sex, fear of loneliness, fear of alcohol. Mm-hmm. Like it's some dark stuff, but you dance to it.
I feel like a lot of those themes kind of translate into her last album, like Interchromatica. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of those themes still remain the same that, when I heard Chromatica, I was just like, this is literally Fame Monster, but just older. This is just yes. her older. And it's just like, when I told my friend Mike, I was like, dude, I love this album. It's like easily top five. He looked at me straight in the eyes and was just like, you need to go back and listen to it again. He's like, there's a story there and the interludes and everything.
You
it's
have
like,
to it's listen a fucking to the movie. Interlude.
You have to listen to the interludes. And like, I was just like,
I told my friend, I was like, if you're Chromatica is meant to be listened from 1 to 16 with the interludes. You don't skip the interludes. Like that's part of the experience. And yeah. he was like, what's the point? And I'm like, no, you don't get it.
Exactly. That's what I was told. Like you have to listen to the whole thing. And I definitely feel it. I was like, wow, I've not felt that way since the Fame Monster. Like it really hit me the same way. I was like, fuck. Catherine, do you have an answer?
I'm attempting to make a decision.
Oh no. Well, you can.
Honestly, God. I do think I'm torn between albums because I think as a whole album, like for the entire thing, I like Born This Way better.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Fame Monster, I think, is where I have a lot of the songs that I really, really, really like on. If that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my favorite song, I think, is Telephone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's fun just fact. So good. It's just so good.
Gaga, actually, that's like one of her least favorite songs.
What? Really?
Fun fact.
I can see why, though, but I love it.
So yeah. Gaga wrote that song originally, and it got sent to Britney Spears, and Britney Spears rejected it. It was going to be on her Femme Fatale album. She rejected it, and then Gaga was like, this is a good song. I'm going to go ahead and keep it. Beyoncé got the feature. And like Gaga performs it like in every tour, but that's like one of her least like.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily like a song I like for the meaning. It just slaps so hard. And the music video, like, I think like that music video is definitely the one that like is the clearest in my head of all of her music videos. Also, I think because I mean, Beyoncé also killed it in it. And so you have like this crazy powerful duo. But I mean, it's a hard pick because I mean, so many of her songs are really, really good, but I'm just going to go with Telephone.
Honestly, smart choice, honestly. Yeah. That's a great one. I listen to it when I play video games. I feel like it just like, it gets me in the mood to go fight or go party. So what is her worst song / album in your opinions, in your sweet opinions?
I'm not going to go ahead and say
worst. Least favorite.
My least favorite album. I don't know if we're going to count Cheek to Cheek. Or if I'm
it counts.
Just like,
okay. I think it counts. Let's count it.
Let's okay. Because I was like, maybe that's just my easy way out of this.
Honestly.
Cheek to Cheek, I'm not the biggest person into jazz, and I realistically got it because it was Gaga, and I listened to it because it was Gaga, and it got me out of a reckless driving ticket. actually, because when I got stopped, Cheek to Cheek was playing. What was it? I think it was Cheek to Cheek, well, the actual song. I forgot which song was playing. So it made me look like this wholesome, like kid. So when the cop stopped me and was like, you're going 28 over, I was like, I am so sorry, I've never done this before. Like, and you know, you have jazz playing in the background, like this kid can only do good,
right? So, she saved you, dude.
Literally,
you have to tell her.
I'm gonna tell her, like, thank you for getting me out of a speeding ticket. Not even a speeding, reckless driving,
dude. Like, you're fucking nuts, man. Lady Gaga saves lives, man.
I'm telling you.
Gaga but yeah, that lives. Was
And then my least favorite song. That's actually a hard one. I can't necessarily, I don't know. I don't even know if I can answer that. I've never really thought about like what song is like my, actually, you know what? I find myself that I skip Teeth.
Teeth?
Teeth is such a powerful song. And I think it's so fun to listen to when you're watching it, like her perform, like from the Monster Ball. But I find myself if there's a song that I skip the most, it's going to probably be Teeth.
Mm-hmm. I think one song that I don't like, I think the one song that I can like, I won't argue it, but I don't think it's very good. It's Rain on Me. I don't like that song. I don't think Ariana's good on it. Dead ass. I'm not kidding you. When I heard it, I was just like, why are people hype for this shit? Like, it's not good.
Is it because
I don't like it.
The vocal, like, because Gaga is, I think, a little bit of a deeper tone compared to Ariana's, like, very high, like
very, soprano. Very light. Yeah. I don't like the collab. I don't like it. You know, it just, I'm not a fan of it. Because Ariana can do her own thing, but I think her and Gaga just don't mesh. It looks good on paper, but I think they don't mesh. But I think that's one of them. I know there's like a handful of songs I do fucking skip, but like, I think that's one like right off the top of my head that I'm not a fan of. I think I could probably attest that Cheek to Cheek is probably like the one I'm not a fan of. But I will say good on her for branching the fuck out and crazy collab with Tony Bennett. Like it's really a testament to her talent.
That was actually a very important collaboration.
That's crazy.
That was very... and not to take away from like Catherine's time. Like,
go ahead.
When you think about like what Gaga was going through in 2013 with art pop, with management, there was, and of course the media was just constantly bashing her and her artistic vision, questioning her talent. For her to take the risk of going into Cheek to Cheek, going with this iconic like jazz singer into a genre that is completely against her demographic of like, we're talking like teens, like young adults, like they're not listening to jazz. For her to do that, it was so crucial to, I think, the icon that she is today. It showed the world, like, not only can she be this crazy like performer with pop music, but she can actually sing and she can do it very well.
I think people forget that. Like, I think the crazy designs, the whole look, her fashion, her vision is so strong that you forget that there's actual talent underneath there. And so
it's
having
not all just marketing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's not just all like glitz and glamour. Like there's fucking raw talent under here. And for her to strip all that down and just go jazz into contemporary traditional pop with old man Tony Bennett, you know, it's really a testament to her and her fucking talent. It really knows no bound. There is no genre she cannot touch.
Actually, that's fact. I went to that concert and I was the like I was that crazy kid and sitting in like near the front row with all of these like rich, like older people. This lady was like 60 next to me. She was adorable. And they were like in full on suits with their Chanels. And I'm here with my Hollister polo. I was like 17 years old and I had my paw up, which is like, you know, thing that Gaga has us do. Uh-huh. And this guy behind me was like, put your hand down. And I was like,
put your hand down. Oh my god.
I was like, I forgot I'm not amazing in that type of space.
What's your least favorite, Catherine?
Well, I have never really listened to Cheek to Cheek, so I have nothing to contribute to that. But I don't know if this counts, but can I count a soundtrack to A Star Is Born? I want you to know this is purely biased. This is
honestly,
all my personal opinion.
Honestly, I'm not against that. I'm not
and,
against
like,
that.
I'm so sick of hearing Shallow. I never liked it in the first place. Okay. I've heard it way too fucking much. Like, right. She sounds amazing. Her voice sounds amazing. It's not for me.
Okay. So,
I
Shallows.
I don't want to hear it.
I wasn't sure. All right. Rain on Me, Shallows. Amazing vocal work.
Yes.
It is a bad song. This is. It is, I don't think it's well written at
me
all.
In the throat.
I don't think it's well written at all. It's just the fact that Gaga can make literally instructions on how to make butter sound good. I think she just makes something so bad sound so good. You forget that. If you strip that down, I don't think it's good. It just sounds good.
It's actually the most awarded song in history.
I'll Never Love Again, better song. But it's just Shallows. It's just the one that punches you. I think Never Love Again is better.
I just don't get it. Mind you, I also didn't watch A Star Is Born.
I did.
But like, I'm sure it's, again, her vocals, right? Like Jason was saying, I don't want to hear it anymore. If Shallow comes on, I'm going to be like, please change the station. I say that because I know it's not on my phone.
Yeah.
So if it's coming on, I'm not playing it.
You know,
it's kind of like Adele music. You just like, you know, it's good. You just don't want to hear it.
Like as a soundtrack to a movie, like in the movie, I'm sure it's good, but like, I don't want to listen to it.
It's interesting because the version that they released, so I love Shallow, same
yes,
that, but like the version that they released was completely different than the version that they teased with the trailer. If you listen, if you listen to the Star Is Born trailer and compare that to the version that was released of Shallow, the Star Is Born trailer, like the version of Shallow that's been released, it sounds a little bit more acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds a lot more produced on the trailer, which I guess for trailer purposes it made sense. I personally liked the trailer version more. And I really wish that they had come up, that they brought that out. But I guess I just love Gaga's like vocal range that she does, and you know that one part she's like and I'm not gonna do it because I cannot reach that note or those notes in general.
Yes,
that just like gets me every single fucking time.
I think that got everybody in the movie theater when I was watching. I think that really got everybody. It sounds like very few people could have done that, and I think she was the most perfect person to do it, and it just sold like I said, it makes a bad song sound amazing.
Yeah,
like
I just don't like the song itself. She did an amazing job.
Yes,
but the song.
It's like, you know, it's I don't know how else to describe it.
I'm also not a huge ballad person. Like again, a lot of this is personal preference. Like I can listen to ballads, but it's very like they're not something I'm normally going to listen to. So
I'm ballad 100%. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because I'm a depressing person at heart. I have like
big ballad man.
Ever since I was little, these like powerful ballads, pianos, like violins in the back, like My Heart Will Go On, like it's like all of that, just like really, that when I think about music that gets me, like my spine like tingling, it's ballads. Like I love ballads.
Then that makes sense for you to like Shallow, right? Because that, like, yeah, that really attracts. For I'm just that person who's just kind of like, oh, I'm bored.
Exactly. No, no, I get that. But like, you play me a ballad, I'm like,
yeah,
like Josh Groban, my God. Like, we're, that's how much I love
Josh Groban. Oh, man. I love Josh Groban, man. He's a pretty funny guy. I wish he acted more. He's pretty funny.
My dad loves him. That's his idol. I bought
him a really great singer, man.
Oh, he is. He's so, and on stage too, you'd think that like his show would be very depressing, but he's like, hey, guys. Like,
he's a funny guy.
Have a good time.
He's a funny guy. I'm going to attempt to share my screen. And I hope this does not end the recording. Shit. Please don't end the recording. Fuck.
This is going well.
I promise it's going to work. I promise it's going to work. Share. All right. We're moving on from fashion. Can I see myself? Am I still recording?
You're still recording. You're good.
Okay. All right. Perfect. We're recording. Ooh. We're going to talk about fashion. There's a list on BuzzFeed that I found because I'm lazy. Can you remember this outfit? Because I don't.
So when I think of this one, I always think about the performance where she accidentally like punched, not punched, but like she hit the dancer with her microphone. that's when I, what I think about when I think about the Red Hood, like boom, by accident.
The Red Hood bodysuit. But let's talk about the crowd in the back. Look at this dude's plaid shorts over here that he bought from like Abercrombie.
Wait, no, I like the graphic t-shirt that says love, but like semi-vertically.
Right here.
Yellow shirt.
That's, yeah, I feel like that's like 2008, like the t-shirt, if you have to think about it.
The bangs.
The way the sleeves are cropped on that white t-shirt.
Exactly. The hair.
Something's wrong with that one girl's nose.
Honestly, this is more about them than her. More about them.
A stronger representation of the 2000s.
The white geometric dress she wore to 2008 Jingle Ball.
This was like basically how she morphed this dress into so many different like variations during that time. Like this was like, I would say like her first, aside from the hood, her first like iconic like statement fashion piece.
These eyebrows are screaming right now.
I thought those are eyelashes.
Eyebrows. Eyelashes. Eyelashes. It's eyebrows, dude. I'm fucking up. I love that she made a potentially boring dress hers. Mm-hmm. Like this is hers to like the T, and it's so young, the spray tan. Oh my God.
The bow. The hair bow.
Yeah, the hair. The bows. So good.
Bow. This is a Jersey Shore moment right here.
This was when things were starting to go a little like, oh, she's a little different. Because, you know, at that time, like everyone had like, when you think of like 2008 fashion, like let's think about red carpet in 2008, like people were literally wearing jeans. Like you'll see like Beyonce wearing jeans or like other artists like
dresses
wearing, like,
and jeans. Skirt. Dresses
like the low jeans. Rise jeans. Let's not forget what was it? Justin Timberlake and
all denim.
The all denim look.
That was like a fashion statement, like, oh my God. But like this was when
we're so sweaty.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a complete statement in the pink shoes, pink heels. This is exactly what I remember.
I remember
this
that one.
Fucking outfit, man. This entire performance is just will never be replicated or duplicated ever again. This was like my favorite performance of hers ever.
The death of the pop star.
Honestly, man. And this fucking thing. Oh, yeah. So this red veil completely covers her.
So this is such a big crown. Moment. Because during that award, when she won that award, she said, I want to thank God and the gays. And if you think about 2008, how big it was for an artist to vocally talk about the gay, their support for the gay community. Mm-hmm. Like artists were, it was more low key, like, you know, the gays love Britney Spears, this and this. But for an artist to go up there and say, this is for the gays, like, I love the gay community.
Yes.
It was like, whoa. Like, I remember I was in middle school and I was like, oh my God, she said that. Like, me and my friends were talking about, like, oh my God, that's the first thing we talked about was she said the gays.
Honestly, yeah. I do remember that.
In general, she's done so much to, like, make gay media like mainstream in the sense that like it's something other people know about other than gay people, you know, because like there's some parts of like honestly, gay culture and like gay media that if you aren't gay or if you don't know a lot of gay people, you don't know what exists.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Correct.
And then it becomes mainstream and everyone kind of knows about it.
Honestly, she looks like a Kanye album cover.
The best.
See that crown.
Eminem's face.
Yes. He's
not showing his face, but his face during this was so funny. He's like shook.
I think this was also the same award when Kanye went up and interrupted Taylor.
That was, yep.
It was the same one.
It was a very, that was quite a night, huh?
iconic night, honestly. I need this in like as a paperweight.
This is one of those things where I'm just like, I look at it and I'm like, how does this work? But it just does.
It fucking works. This has to be in the new Matrix movie.
I just always think about like who was in this meeting. Like I look at stuff like this and I'm like, I'm not creative at all. Like at all.
Like, I'm really curious who her designer or designers were and her input into all this. Cause this is wilder than like anything like Madonna has ever done. Like this is like leagues above to me. And I was like, this is so fucking dope. Like this is just
like it's not something anyone would ever think of like wearing.
Yeah.
Cause we are just ants, man. We are just ants. That's all we are. I love this thing.
Armani Privé. This was
hair.
Yeah. The hair and the makeup together. Like
looks this so was perfect. Still a time where like fashion was starting to get a little like unique in the on the red carpets. Like she comes up with this, like no one was ready for this.
Nobody is ready for this. I think at that point, everyone was just like, what's Gaga going to wear tonight? What the hell is she going to wear on the red carpet today? That's like everyone was waiting for on E. Fucking trash. Pearly all-white ensemble body makeup. It's New York Gala. This is wild. That jacket and that fucking hat, man. This is crazy.
It's all about the underwear and like the bra.
Honestly. Honestly, I mean... It was 20 degrees that night.
Fashion crazy. Hurts.
I know, fashion hurts, man. I remember this shit, the Brit Awards. Look at this fucking hair. I love this.
For that was amazing.
Yes.
She performed Dance in the Dark with that kind of hair. Was really cool.
Dance in the Dark. Oh my fucking God.
So this was Alexander McQueen.
Rest in peace, man.
Rest in peace. That was his final collection. This was a moment right here.
Yeah.
It was weird, but it was a moment. It's a beautiful gown.
She was the perfect person for this.
She was. She definitely was.
Wasn't McQueen like super in love with her? Like he just like wanted to design with her.
So Bad Romance was not released, but the first time Bad Romance was made to the public, was released to the public. For the public ear was during the last McQueen show, which is when this dress was out, when the armadillo shoes, which she's wearing on her feet was out. Like it was, that's how much he adored her and she adored him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually have the book of his last, of like all of his last pieces. It's over there somewhere. I got it as a gift. Have you seen the movie on him?
I have not seen the movie.
You should watch it. I saw it in the theaters. It's really amazing and it's really sad.
I'm gonna look into it because I love his work and
he was super fucked. Like he really had a lot of issues and like he talked about how he wanted his last runway show to be this kind of platform where like the models would appear at the stage like up and down, like just like up out of the stage, and he wanted to appear, and then he was like, and then I'm gonna kill myself on stage, and people were like so concerned. It was fucking nuts, but he was an insane genius. The infamous Frank Fernandez meat dress.
I actually had the honor of seeing this in person, not this at this moment, but the preserved version is currently in Las Vegas. It's turned into jerky.
That's amazing.
Was like crazy.
This and the meat boots, like the meat heels, and like the
Wikipedia
page, and like the strings of how like you would tie meat. Fucking genius, man.
They took 16 coolers. for them to, and they put it on her on the spot. So it was designed.
Yeah, you have to
put it on her on the spot. Mm-hmm. And if you watched her, she actually just recently remade the meat dress on her, you know, little campaign video she mm-hmm. did to influence voting. She had the same designer recreate a version of the meat dress, and she
that's
put it
so
on.
That's so good. That's I love that fucking dress. The fucking egg.
The egg.
This is
the kind of shit that was like, what the hell?
Catherine,
and well, it's like after the meat dress, it's like, what will she do next? No one saw this.
What other animal will she try to become? Honestly, Catherine, make sure my funeral, I'm carried in an egg. I do not want a casket. I want like a fucking egg.
You want the fucking egg.
Literally, she was in an egg.
She was there for, I think it was a couple hours that she was in that egg. I forgot, but she was dedicated to that fucking egg.
This is true artistry. And then hatched during her performance. Like, this is how things should happen. This is how weddings should happen. This is how
you get hatched.
Jason, this is how I'm gonna come out of my wedding. Like, instead of like,
you're gonna wait there, we should just see an egg.
It's like walking down the aisle, there's just gonna be people carrying me in my egg. It's like my rebirth.
I see that 100%. Most lit wedding ever. Nothing could ever top it. The nun inspired costume.
Tour. Yes, love this one. Scandalous because it's nun inspired, but you know, I'm all for it.
None at all. This is my favorite. This is the best. This is the best look.
I love that one.
She looks like Al Pacino.
I was so like, my dumbass was like, it's a different person.
Like, we all thought that. I'm not alone in that. When it first happened, I was like, yo, what the fuck is that?
Because she was like, she was also playing the role so well. She was sitting next to Kanye and Jay-Z being all dude-ing it up. Like, she was just like really dedicated to that role.
She really walked out of an Al Pacino movie in like the 70s. This is all I see. It's just Al Pacino. You could do this. It's so good. She should be Scarface.
Oh, the moon.
The moon. Oh my God, man. So it's like an eye.
She sat in one of the chairs like that. And it's like how?
No chairs. One next to her could see anything.
I don't think she can see anything.
They had to reserve 5 seats that were just taken up by her dress.
Honestly, man, she needs an entire row.
The Fame release was beautiful.
Did you have that fragrance?
I have the fragrance. It's in my little shrine thing over there.
Oh, Lord. How does it smell? Is she still selling it?
No, it actually got discontinued completely, and I can no longer find any more bottles, and they're going for like $200 a bottle on Amazon. It's actually disgustingly rude. But it smells like, it's very floral. It smells like candy. Mm. It's actually, when the concept of the Fame came out, she had talked about having a perfume that was going to smell like blood and semen. And to be honest, I think I was kind of like for it.
I want to smell like excrement.
So, right. So, but then she came out with this and it smells so divine. And I don't like to use up a lot of it, but sometimes what I'll do is when I do my whole like skincare self-care Sunday treatments, I'll mm-hmm. spray myself with a little bit of it. And I just feel like it smells so good. It smells so, so good.
Do not waste it.
I'm trying not
cannot
to.
Cannot waste it. I love this dress though. I don't know
the
who.
Boots were cool. The boots actually were these long, big platforms, and they had like little men that were gold that were like climbing.
That's fucking amazing. The applause. This is wild.
This was gonna be the highlight of the VMAs in 2013 until Miley Cyrus came along with what she did with Robin Thicke and the fucking teddy bear.
Oh my
god, man.
I remember that.
Like, think about it. She was wearing a G-string, like. Like, if she bent down, like, it was all over.
Miley is just another... I don't know what to make of her sometimes. She's so frustrated.
You do a Miley Cyrus, the evolution of Miley Cyrus episode.
The evolution of a woman co-opting culture, honestly. That's all it is, man. It's just don't... Whatever. She's doing rock covers now. People like...
That's actually going to be... I love... She did a... The Midnight Sky featuring Stevie Nicks. So they merged Edge of 17 mm-hmm. with Midnight Sky, and it just sounds so bomb. If you
she has a rock voice. She's always had a rock voice.
Right. It's so mm-hmm. good. It's so good.
I won't forgive her doing like trap for like the longest time. It's just just it was a dark era in time. If I thought the Trump era was bad, like Miley Trapp was like as equally as bad. Lavender Versace. Look at the like compare like this art piece to like something way stripped down, more elegant. To just like she can kill any outfit at any given moment.
And there was like a like four men that were actually right under that carrying that horse.
Dude, if men are just all beneath her at this point, and I don't mind it at all. I don't mind it. Look at this fucking horse. That's amazing, dude. How much were they paid?
She did it on tour. So if you think that's cool, during her Born This Way ball, her entrance, she comes out in a similar horse that's a unicorn, like this dark unicorn. Fuck, so every single show for about 98 shows, she had these men carry her from one end of the stage all around to the other.
I want to go into work like that. Just
honestly, just it would be an gown. Honor to carry Lady Gaga around the room.
Fuck yeah.
It's like, who gets just to be the tail?
I want to be.
I would do it for her.
I want to be an inflatable star dress. I want to be one of these and just like, this is amazing.
I think I would move like I would just want to like spin around. Just like,
oh yeah.
Whap people.
Like, I would purposely knock into just people.
Like, boom, boom, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, exactly. Like, sorry.
Excuse me.
That's something I could really use at work to get to make people get away from me.
100%. I'd want to go to the most inconvenient places. Like I want to go to Starbucks like this. Like I want to wait in the Starbucks line and I just want to fully inflate.
This is the way to keep people at like social distancing. You just there have to keep them at my tentacle length.
She was the original social distancer.
Honestly, the fuzzy white outfit. I've never seen this.
So this was for when she did the Roseland shows in the Roseland, the Rosen Ballroom. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar, it's an iconic. Well, yes. It was an iconic venue in New York City.
Yes.
So she did this. She had this, and then she had these like shoes, which looked like claws as well. It was art pop era. I was all about it. This is, I think, the moment when everyone was like, this woman has talent. And that was when she did the Sound of Music tribute. And it was like amazing. She got the standing ovation. Like everyone was shook because this is post art pop era. Mm-hmm. Like Cheek to Cheek was just finished. So everyone like knew that she could sing. But this was like a slam in your face. Like, I have talent. Met Gala Gaga. I don't know why she doesn't do the Met Galas more often, but this was I like this. I from my understanding, I believe this was culturally incorrect, I think, with the theme of the Met Gala. I think the theme of the Met Gala was Japanese and this was Chinese, or the other way around. I forgot which one, but they had made comments about it. I personally liked it, but I know that there
was one. Which one was the one with, like, was it last year or the year before where everyone dressed up as, like, almost like they were, like, they all had halos and shit. Like they all had, like huge halos on, like, the back of their dresses and shit. I forgot which one it was. It was last year or the year before.
The religious theme?
Yeah, the religious theme.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. That's, like, my favorite one. Everyone had the most baller outfits I'd ever seen. I love that year. This is my favorite fucking halftime show ever. This dude, aside from like J-Lo and Shakira, her flying the fuck in from the top of the stadium.
So
Maroon 5 couldn't do that.
I had what I called the Gaga Bowl little thing in my house to watch the halftime show. And that's it. Cause I don't watch football. And I was like, okay, everyone leave now after it was over. She did that whole entire show while in pain. So she suffers from serious fibromyalgia, and she did that show while in pain. And it was fantastic. I was all about it. The outfit that you're seeing is Versace custom. Love it.
She fucking flew down from the top of the arena to perform all the best hits. I was at my friend's house, and this is the one thing we were all excited for. Mm-hmm. And we had a coworker there, an old coworker there that, you know, just very straight as can be. And so the moment Bad Romance started, I started to dance in front of him to make him feel incredibly uncomfortable. I was just like, I was like, no, this is the song, you motherfucker. You're going to enjoy this shit. And we're all going to scream.
See, the halftime show at the Super Bowl kills me because sometimes it's like Lady Gaga and then sometimes it's like Maroon 5.
Oh my God.
Was so you know? Dude.
I actually just had this discussion with a friend of mine because The Weeknd has got announced to be the performer at the Super Bowl halftime show this year. And I'm like, okay, men, like we need to get it together because women are busting their asses on this stage, like literally jumping from ceilings, like breaking barriers, like... You cannot come up on this stage and just stand there while their lights are on. Like,
Maroon 5 is trash.
Yeah, that
was annoying. That was so annoying.
That was so like, just play Sunday Morning and get the fuck out of here, dude. I don't want to hear anything else. Just get out, man.
I want to see a performance. You get about a $10 million budget to the halftime show. Like, you should be killing it out there. Like, that's your moment, and you're just gonna stand there. Okay, take off your shirt.
I thought Bruno Mars had a really good halftime show.
His was. For a male, like, his was really, really good.
Because he was moving. That man was sweating up and down.
Oh, yeah.
Back and forth. That man
that's
was
what I want to see.
Moving. And then Red Hot Chili Peppers came out of nowhere. I was like, what the fuck is Anthony Kiedis coming out here? And they're not even playing their instruments. Just like, I fucking hate the world, you know. This was like, and his picture are just iconic from a star.
This was beautiful. There's a gorgeous take where she's like looking on the side, and it's just absolutely just.
This was such a gorgeous pink dress. Like
it was my wallpaper for so long.
Honestly, I fucking believe it. And last year,
the Camp Met Gala, which was made for her, pretty
honestly
much made for her. I was like, if she doesn't attend, it's over. Like no one's attending. And she killed it with like, she was like, let me change four times. Let me have four outfit changes within the very first moments.
What a genius. Absolute genius.
Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show-stopping, spectacular, never the same, totally unique, completely not ever been done before, unafraid to reference or not reference, put it in a blender, shit on it, vomit on it, eat it, give birth to it.
Stop sharing.
Are these your notes?
They are my notes. I didn't have a lot. They're very shorter. I tried, man. Usually I have 3 to 4 page notes.
And usually I just show up. So
she just shows up, honestly. But yeah, so that's kind of it. So I think kind of the main takeaway I had and I learned was really in the 2000s, Britney was really this queen of pop. That's like undeniable. But I think in this past 10 years, it's really Lady Gaga. And I don't think there's very few people who come even close to that. I think she's such a cultural icon and she's pushed the next level over and over that we're always excited to see the next thing. I don't care how long it takes. I'm always excited.
It's because she really does a great job of mixing in music with art and really her entire image is art. Everything she's doing has a theme to it. No matter what she's doing it with a purpose. You know, absolutely. The outfit she's wearing has some kind of correlation with whatever album she has. Like everything she's doing is a performance.
Yeah, her fashion, it's less like this designer gown I'm putting on to create a statement or something. It's more like performance art. Like that's what her, like the egg thing. That's not a fashion look. That's performance art. The meat dress, that is performance art.
It is performance art. She really made performance art mainstream beyond all levels. And really like her concepts and her songs and her music and her performances, they're never shallow. They're never shallow, really. There's always a message. There's always a theme. There's thought put into everything that she does. And that's why so much of her work holds a lot of weight to it. And that's got, as an artist, that is exhausting. Like, I know full well, as someone who is creative, there have got to be moments. I've yet to watch a doc. There are definitely moments where it's just like, I fucking hate this. Like, you just look at your work and you're just like, this is stupid. And then you just keep going. And then we get like her work and we get her. There's like the amount of layers we've seen that she's shown us is, you know, we are only graced by her art, you know. And I can't wait for when she's like in her 80s, there's a Gaga museum. There's going to be a museum.
There's going to be a museum. Small one in Las Vegas right now.
See what I mean? It's already starting. It's already starting, man. Like that's honestly where it is. Final thoughts, Catherine?
I mean, you all kind of said it all. I really don't have anything to add here.
Add more, Catherine. Add it.
I don't know. I think Henry kind of covered it all.
Honestly, he was the perfect person to really call for this.
This is my life. Like, I'm on Stan Twitter 100%. Like in 2012, it's funny. There's a tweet where I was like, "I'm straight and I love Lady Gaga." Like, you can be straight and love Lady Gaga too. And this Gaga page found the tweet and then put it next to a tweet like in 2020 when I was like, "All right, gays, like, time to go get some Taco Bell." And it's like the transition.
The war sirens were called. Just all the gays turned around. They all heard it. All right. So thank you, Henry, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was great. I enjoyed it. I was really looking forward.
Your perspective was really helpful because you're much more educated on Lady Gaga than Jason and I.
Honestly, yeah. I love a lot of work, but you are leagues beyond the knowledge. I was like, why am I using Wikipedia when I could just call Henry?
Literally just call me and if you need numbers, I got you. Like, you want to know Art Pop's album sales? Let me tell you.
Can you tell me Art Pop's album sales?
Art Pop's first week album sales were 236,000.
Wow.
Currently at, last time was 1.5.
Did you like Art Pop?
I loved Art Pop and I stan Art Pop and Art Pop everything, and I will fight for it till I die. I have literally gone on rants with Pete, other fans. Like, Art Pop is the shit.
Okay.
Fair. The shit.
Fair enough. And we'll leave it at that. So join us next week when we talk about a thing that I've never used and maybe Catherine's used, a little thing called Neopets.
We're
gonna talk about Neopets.
I was on Neopets.
Catherine went full, bro, dude. I was on that.
Dude, I was all the on time. Neopets. I was there.
We're gonna talk about Neopets.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go open up my Neopets again.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be a you episode, Catherine, because know nothing about Neopets. So last time Catherine had a solely Catherine episode was when we talked about country.
Yeah,
I stan.
Look,
no words whatsoever, man.
The area I came from, I'm currently in Georgia. And also the chicks, man, the chicks, I can't stop listening to them. I think they are so far in the, I'm pretty sure they are going to be my most listened to artist of 2020.
Word, I believe.
Because
it, honestly.
I've listened to them a lot. They're constantly in my on repeat ever since they dropped their album. It's half of what it's my new comfort music. Every time I'm stressed out, which is most of the time, I just go listen to the chicks and I feel better. I also haven't listened to a lot of Fleetwood Mac lately, so that's just kind of where I've been.
That's where I'm all about. Oh my God. Mac. I love Fleetwood Mac before it got popular. They got popular. I just want to say that out there because I think everyone.
Yeah. Well, fact that everyone is suddenly discovering Fleetwood Mac, I'm like, no. where have you guys been?
When we were talking about music we listened to, our parents' music, mm-hmm. my dad listened to 97.1 Wash FM.
Yay, gang, me and my dad, gang.
So that's the kind of stuff that I would listen to. We're talking Fleetwood Mac, Cyndi Lauper, Josh Groban, Lionel Richie, all of that. So I'm all about God. It. Mm-hmm. All about it.
Also, my favorite is people be talking about What's Up by the Four Non Blondes. They're like, "Oh, do you know that song?" I'm like, "My dad loves the Four Non Blondes.
My dad was in Four Non Blondes.
Their discography. I grew up with their discography." And for the longest time, What's Up, I couldn't listen to it with a clear head because it just made me think of my parents' music. Oh, it's that song is pure nostalgia for me.
You're becoming your parents. All right. We're done. We're talking Neopets next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.